I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean, and is burning now within. of them is your press play finger. One of them. Amen. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Number two. Though these people may not learn it be our boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost baptism in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide his power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can sing. Name of the Lord. You may be seated. What a wonderful presence. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, it's hard to even talk when he's around. I love you, Lord. How thankful I am for this word, for this message, to be part of the bride of Jesus Christ, to be chosen, predestinated, ordained before the foundation of the world, that I can say, Lord, I'm one of them, Lord. Praise the Lord. We'd like to welcome you here and all of our visitors and people on the hookup. How many visitors do we have here today? God bless you all. Welcome in the name of the Lord. We're glad to have you here and the different ones that are on the hookup. Today, the bride is having a rehearsal supper. Yeah. Amen. The marriage of the Lamb to his bride is about to take place. The bride is making herself ready. We're putting on the wedding garment, and I can hear the music playing. Yeah. We're getting ready. We're getting ready. Of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. That rehearsal is, we're doing that rehearsal. We're rehearsing by listening to this word. I'm so excited to be united back with you here this afternoon is to hear this message today. Did you enjoy it last Sunday? Oh my goodness. It is the very core. The very center of what we believe, of this end time revelation for this day. It is God revealing himself to his bride in Marfa. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father is perfect. His word is perfect. This message is perfect. His timing is perfect. I don't know if any of you, did you hear the quote of the day? The mighty God unveiled? That's just coincidence. That's God. Amen. Confirming that we're doing the right thing. Praise the name of the Lord. What has he been telling us these last 5 weeks here at the tabernacle? Don't listen to a trumpet that gives an uncertain sound. Just accept God's provided way at the end time. It's the voice of God in this last day, which makes this day, this scripture, fulfilled. It is the unveiling of God to the bride. Amen. The titles of Brother Branham's messages, they're a sermon within inside of itself. Praise the name. Today is the same as it was 2,000 years ago, when that you had to recognize exactly by revelation who Jesus Christ was. That's what they had to do back there. And they had to believe every word that Jesus said. They had to believe it, no matter if they understood it or not. How many times the scriptures do I eat my flesh, drink my blood? We're gone. They had to believe it. What's it mean? I don't know. I don't care what it means. I just believe it. That's what he required. He required you believe it unacceptably. You don't even think about it. I just believe it. Why? Because you said it. You said it. I believe it. Amen. Today, we must do exactly the same thing. Amen. We have to recognize Jesus today. Amen. It is Jesus today. Amen. You heard it last week. You're going to hear all about it again today. It's the Son of Man that come again veiled behind human flesh. And you must believe every single word that he said. You have to, no matter what it is, what it says to somebody, well, how about them squirrel stories, or how about that? Amen. How do I know that isn't some deeper revelation he's trying to tell me? I, with the Holy Spirit in me, is going to correct the prophet and say, oh, that don't mean that? No. Believe every word that he said. Amen. For this message, this prophet, this Jesus of our day, who is revealing himself in morpha, once again, it isn't worshiping a man. It's just revealing more of God through the man. That's what it is. Just more God. That's what it is. Oh, that's what it is. Just more God for the bride. Amen. Good to be seated. It's not something new. It's not something different. It's just more of him. He just keeps revealing himself. He said he was amorpha in a whirlwind. He was amorpha in the first pillar of fire. He was amorpha behind badger skins. He was amorpha in his son at Calvary. He said he was amorpha in the seventh church age messenger. Now he's amorpha in us. We are God in flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe see you. God's word never changes, and neither does God's program.
Amen.
What he did in the Old Testament, he did it in the New Testament, and he's doing the same thing today.
Amen.
He never changes. They try to make God change, make it different, make it fit their ideas, but God never changes his program. Malachi 4 doesn't say, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. Then I'm going to send you a group of men to tell you what is and what isn't, thus saith the Lord. Don't say that. Revelations 22:16 doesn't say, I'll send my angel to testify of these things in the churches. Then I'll send my angels to make it more clear to you. It's not in the word. I'll send you one. One. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. You want to believe the Bible? There's the Bible. There's what it says. God always sent just one man. He said he never told us through this whole message. He never sends but one man. He said not a group. And that man had to become God to the people. Oh, that chokes a lot of people. It sure don't choke the bride, though, does it? Praise the name of the Lord. They spoke the word, and God interpreted them. But in our case, God echoed it in heaven, everything our prophet said. Amen. They were deity veiled in human flesh. Oh, man. Brother Joseph, you put too much on him. The person, William Branham. Heard that scarecrow, ain't ya? Oh, yeah. Let's listen to what he said. The anointing is a person. The word Christ means an anointed one. See, the anointed one. Then Moses was Christ in his day. He was the anointed one. Jeremiah was Christ in his day with a portion of the word for that day. Then Brother Branham was Christ, the anointed one, for our day. Amen. God don't change his program. Be seated. But we don't worship the man, William Branham. By revelation, we worship the amorpha that was in him. It was veiled behind human flesh. God said, if they want to see what the word is, Moses, I'll appear to you yonder in the burning bush. Said, I'm going to come down and set that mountain on fire. And they'll see that you've told the truth. I'll appear here in the same burning way. I'll appear here and prove to the people, I'll vindicate your message. That is what Moses here in so many words was saying, Brother Branham said. But what did he tell our prophet? I'll take my picture with you to prove to this people, to the bride, and I will vindicate your message. Brother Branham says, I'm going to glorify you before the people. Glorify him. You put too much on Brother Branham, you better talk to God. Name of the Lord. You may be seated. Oh, that's rich. I'll appear on that pillar of fire, but with you took his picture, and he says, I'm going to glorify you before the people. Oh, you can't put too much on God's messenger. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Now, Satan's smart. He's learned a few things over the past 6,000 years. He's a pretty shrewd fella. And today, he's much bolder than what he used to be in years past. The days of miracles have passed. There's no such thing as divine healing, or seers, or prophets, or pillars of fires, or that fanaticism, devils. What is all that stuff? Satan still says that same thing today in the denominations. Amen? Yeah. You're a bunch of fanatics that are out there. There's no such things as prophets and seers and all these things and divine healings. Denominations. But that's not so close that it would deceive the very elect. That's not the same thing. To be that close, that spirit will have to claim to believe the same message we believe. It's got to claim this same word. Not that nonsense is out there. That don't shake the bride. That's a bunch of nonsense. We know, like Brother Ram said, you're too late telling me that. Healing, we've got them raised from the dead right here. Healing's a cancer, we got them right here. We got miracles right here. We got the anointing. We got the pillar of fire. We're all here. You're too late for that. But he said it has to be so close it would deceive the very elected. So how will you know that spirit? It will have to make you doubt one word. Just doubt one word. And he has many, many ways of shrewdly saying that. And Satan's, he covers himself. He don't come, oh, that's a bunch of nonsense. Oh, that prophet, no, He doesn't say it like that. He's clever the way that he says it. Very clever. One being, you need more than just them tapes. You can't just have them tapes. That can't, They're secondary to the ministry. Nonsense. They want to keep that voice from the people and from the pulpit. It's exactly what they want to do. The illustration is if, and that statement is true in the ministry, that the tapes are now secondary to the ministry. We're tape people. Amen. Amen. We believe them tapes. The tapes is first with us. Amen. So seeing that it's first with us, I ain't got time for number two. No. Don't get me wrong, every minister out there, he said, you can't listen to ministers. Not what I said. But just as clever, if you don't have time for number two, but if I told you that number two, the ministry is number one, and the tapes are number two, then you're going to say, I don't have time for number two. Pretty shrewd. Pretty shrewd. It is exactly right. It is. It's underneath that. Well, if you're number one, man, I've barely got enough time. If I've got any time, I'm going to listen to this prophet. I'm going to listen to these tapes. I'm going to listen to this message. I'm going to press play. I want to hear the word of God from God himself. But if you tell me that's secondary to something else, then if I'm going to have time, I'm going to listen to somebody else. Bill, Jack, Bill, whoever. Nah, this voice is number one. Praise the name of the Lord. Another one is Brother Branham said it was his thoughts. It was his idea. The Holy Spirit is in us now to discern what is and what isn't the word. You can't believe every word, only where it says, thus saith the Lord. Now, I've asked you that before. Have you heard that? If you hadn't, it's out there. It's only where Brother Bram said, thus saith the Lord, and it's got to be. All sickness, all sorrow, all heartaches, and everything that ever happened to the human beings come because one person disbelieved one word. That's the first of the Bible. In the last, in Revelations 22, the same God said, whoever shall take away one word out of this or add one word to it, see, it must be word by word. No one can come and say where a prophet is, this is thus saith the Lord, and that's thus saith the Lord. If it believes what Brother Branham said, when that word was in Moses, until he spoke that word, he said it was God in flesh. So when that voice comes on, it was God in flesh revealing his word to the bride. We believe every word of it. When the third pole was manifested, he spoke the word. He said, before the doctor touches her, my mother, he says, the hand of God will take away that tumor right before his hand come down. She said, right before it come down, a cool breeze come over and it was gone, just like that. He said, it was the third pull. He said, I'll speak, and a storm went away, leaving it clear for 3 days. Leave! And it left, and it was clear for 3 days. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You just speak the word, and squirrels will appear. They'll be here, 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 and there they were. Here, here, here. That was the third pull. But when she, the bride, had to be part of that third pull. Amen. When she had to be part of that third pull, she had to do something. Amen. In order for that third pull to go into action. Yeah. She had to be part of it. She had to proclaim something. Yeah. It's nothing but the truth. Yeah. There it is. Believe every word, nothing but the truth. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated.
It definitely wasn't, well, you know, when you said that one part, not that, but this, I believe that. It's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Today, God is telling us, you were in my thoughts in the very beginning.
Amen.
Then I spoke your name. Oh, glory. I've been waiting for you, Branham Tabernacle, people listening in. He says, I've been waiting for you for 6,000 years. But now you've become manifested. Here we are. I'm Jesus. I become a morphet and become your lamb. I was nailed to a cross so I could take away your sins. And now you're spotless. You're justified before me. I, Jesus, becoming Morpha, once again in my seventh angel messenger, so I could reveal to you all my secrets that have been hidden since the foundation of the world. I, Jesus, I didn't tell Abraham when I come to him in morphed, in human flesh. I didn't tell my mighty prophet Moses when I was in morphed and come before him in the pillar of fire. Neither did I tell my beloved disciples when I walked with them in human flesh. I didn't tell none of them. I didn't tell Paul. I didn't tell John. I didn't tell Wesley. I didn't tell Luther. No, I've waited for 6,000 years to tell you. You are my bride. I chose you before the foundation of the world to reveal it to you. You sitting here, you listening in. Glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Maybe see it. Praise the name of the Lord. I told you I had many things to tell you. I told you I'd come again in human flesh and in Morpha. In Malachi 4, Revelation 10:7, Hebrews 13:8, I've kept my word.
Amen.
Amen. He keeps his word. I told you, Branham Tabernacle, don't doubt, but to believe every word.
Amen.
It's what I told you to do. You've done it. You've believed every word. You have stood for this message. So now I'll keep my word to you. I'll reveal to you who you are. You're in Morpha, God in flesh again. I'm coming for you, my bride. I'm coming. Glory. Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Oh, praise the name of the Lord Jesus. He keeps his word. He keeps his promise. We see him being unveiled. We see him from the beginning of time. That he's telling us, I knew you before the foundation of the world. You were in me. And at that moment, I spoke your name. I knew who you were. Now I've waited for you. Now you're here. The time is now. It's being made manifested. The bride of Jesus Christ. You've kept your word to stay with the word. You haven't turned to the left or to the right. You believe every word. Even when you couldn't explain it, like my disciples, they couldn't explain it. They didn't know what it meant. Others left. They went off. They went to the everywhere. But we stayed. They stayed with the word. They stayed with the messenger. They stayed with Christ.
Amen.
So do we. We can't explain it, I don't know, but by spiritual revelation, we stay with this message. We stay with this prophet. We stay with the word. We believe every word. We believe it is Christ, Jesus, amorpha, hiding behind human skins. It's not the worship of man. It's more God. It's just more God revealing himself. But the end product is you. You, the restored, the redeemed Adam. Everything that Adam forfeited, he started building it back up again. Restoring it back. Everything the palmer worm, the canker worm, everything they eat, I will restore, saith the Lord. I will raise it up again. There will be a new branch. It'll be my bride, and nothing will touch it. We are the living word. Glory to his name. We seem in plain view. And today, once again, he's going to reveal to us, to tell us, this is the revelation of the end time. The mighty God unveiled. And we see it. We believe it. We love you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Your name is above all names, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, a name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord.
From which we come. Father, we love you with all of our heart today. Thank you for your presence, Lord, here with us. Thank you for choosing us to be your bride. To just to think of the consolation that we have here today. Thank you so much, Lord, for sealing us by your Holy Spirit, Lord. For sending us your prophet messenger, Lord, to reveal yourself and to call us out. And we're part of this great message, Lord, that we love you, Lord. I just don't have the words to express to it. But Lord, there's one thing that I know to express, and that this message is nothing but the truth. That's my identification, Lord. That's my confession, Lord. I don't understand many things, but there is nothing wrong with this message. It's nothing but the truth. It's perfection, every part of it. Lord, thank you for revealing to us that we're your bride, Lord, and that you're coming for us, Lord. You're speaking to us, you're leading us, and you're guiding us by the pillar of fire. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Our hearts just don't know how to express. I'm without words, Lord, but you know the hard hearts as we as a people here today just calling out to you to worship you, to praise you, to just to bask in your love, Lord, and those that are listening in, Lord, just may that presence that be felt to them too. We're united together around the world, Lord, to hear this message. Lord, this message is bringing your bride together. Lord, it's giving them the revelation. It's pouring into them rapture and faith. It's thundering out the voice of God to them, Lord, and they are recognizing who they are. And Lord, we're so happy to be a part of this. It's everything to us. And Lord, we place our hearts before you, Lord, if there be anything in us, any guile, Lord, any malice, anything that would hinder us from fully believing every word of this message, then Lord, remove it from us and take it from us. Any ought, Lord, anything that would be holding us back from fully believing every word. Lord, I was thinking, Lord, that, Lord, I need your teaching of this message. I want your teaching, Lord. I want you to tell me what I need to know, how you want me to know it. There's only one way we can have your teaching, Lord, and that's to hear this message for ourselves. To get in your presence, Lord, and hear your prophet declare it, because that is the teaching. That is the Holy Spirit leadership, Lord, through the prophets you send. We love you, Lord. Bless and be with us. And now we commit this service in your hands, Lord. And these requests, Lord, we thank you that you've already done it. It's nothing but the truth, Lord. We love you. We adore you, Lord. We're under great anticipations to hear this message. Lord, we invite you now. Come and have the preeminence, Lord. We love you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Jesus, the name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, amen.
Burning within me. I cannot wait to get into this message. What he has in store for us, it's unlimited today. You know, as we come here, we all want that closer walk with him, amen. That's my plea, is just to daily walk close to thee. As we start, let's just sing that, for I know I'm weak, but I know that he's strong, amen.
Oh, I am weak, but thou art strong. Oh, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. for I'll be satisfied as long, oh, as I walk, let me walk close to It's just a closer walk with Thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Yes, daily walking close to Thee. Oh, let
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privileged people we are this day. Father, to just gather together in your divine presence, Father, and just have the opportunity to hear the love letter that you have for your bride. Father, how great it is, Lord, and how wonderful you are to your bride. And Father, I just pray that each and every one here and everyone listening in, Lord, that love letter would just, we'd love you just a little bit more, Lord, though our hearts are so full of that love of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you so much. But Lord, we just want to love you a little more, Lord. Give us more revelation. Draw us nearer, Lord. Bless these tithes and these offerings, Father. We thank you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And through this world of toils and snares, oh, if I falter, Lord, who cares? And who with me my burden shares? Oh, none but just a closer walk with Thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Oh, daily walking close to Thee. Oh, let it be. My feeble life is old, and time for me will be no more. Oh, guide me gently, safely, oh, oh, to Thy kingdom shore. To Thy shore, oh, it's just a closer walk with Thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Yes, daily walking close to let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Second verse one more time.
Oh, and through this world of toils and snares, oh, if I falter, Lord, who cares? And who with me my burden shares? Oh, none but Thee, my dear Lord, oh, none but Thee. Oh, it's just a closer walk with
Attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age, and we have caught the revelation by our prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Oh, praise the Lord. The original life, the original life, the original seed, the spoken word is what I The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original lie, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed, oh, and inspired by our God. Amen. The original lie. The original life, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Amen. The original lie, the original unto adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints will rise and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God, the original light, the original light, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original. Third verse. Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Oh, the original light, the original light, the original sin, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man, the Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed, original light, the original seed, old spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light. Second verse. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed, oh, and inspired by our God. Amen. The original lie. Oh, original lie. The original seed. Oh, spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seventh seal is unveiled. The original lie. Let's just clap it to him. Amen. Holy spoken word, it's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seven seals is unveiled, the original lie, the original seed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I wouldn't know who I was unless it was the revelation of Malachi 4. Amen. Can't you see why I'm happy? Amen. He chose me. Amen. Of all the people out there, He chose me to see them, to hear His voice. I'm so thankful for that. As we prepare, truly, I know we can sing it like no other can. Can't you see why I'm happy? Amen. Oh, can't you see why I'm happy? Oh, I've accepted the word of the Lord. Oh, the
let's just sing once more to him. Oh, can't you see why I'm happy? Oh, I've accepted the word of the Lord. The heads and humming to him softly. Remain standing as we welcome God veiled in human flesh. Bring us the word, the very revelation of the hour. What's happening today, right here, right now, to the bride around the world? I see the pillar of fire moving. I see the word made manifest. What he said he would do in these last days, I see it growing. I see the children eating the Shekinah bread coming from the ripening of that word, which believes it. You're not behind the veil anymore, little ones. God has come in the full view to you. Welcome God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham.